I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A new face will lead the city of Ruston. Mayor Dan Hollingsworth is not seeking re-election next week. Voters there will decide between two candidates, Bill Elmore or Ronnie Walker. Elmore says he believes that Ruston's continued prosperity comes from the development of Louisiana Tech University. He says that Ruston held a job fair recently and over 1,200 students attended, with 169 companies represented from around the country. He says the demand is that those employers want tech graduates. He hopes to develop the school and build jobs that will keep the graduates from going elsewhere. Ronnie Walker believes that Ruston's growth will soon require an expansion of its city limits. Walker says that Ruston has only built one subdivision in the last 5 years and has to expand limits to accommodate new business and population growth moving forward. Family, friends, clients, and community members gather to remember well-known defense attorney Charles Kincaid at a public visitation Thursday night in West Monroe. The 54-year-old Kincaid passed away after suffering a heart attack while on vacation in Germany. He practiced law for more than 20 years in the area. Hundreds turned out during the visitation at the West Monroe Convention Center. At the time of his death, Kincaid was representing nearly 170 clients as a public defender. John Steinbeck, a family member, says Charles was an attorney by profession, but he truly was a lover of life and a lover of people. Those who worked with Kincaid say that he was a staple in the community that cannot be replaced. Monroe City Council member Kenneth Wilson says that Monroe has lost a great giant. Kincaid will be buried at the Mount Pleasant Methodist Cemetery in Hood's Mill. Two civil rights groups are calling for a federal investigation into a general administration program that they allege is failing to deliver on promised services to keep at-risk youth with mental health problems out of detention centers and hospitals. In response, The Advocate reports the state health chief acknowledged Wednesday that there are challenges in getting providers to meet the specialized needs of the youth and their families, says the administration remains committed to the program. The Southern Poverty Law Center and the advocacy group complained to the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services about shortcomings of the program that attorneys claim violate federal law. The program is supposed to provide short-term respite care, crisis stabilization, as well as family and youth support services. Louisiana's First Lady and a Baton Rouge businessman are giving a picture book to kindergarten students all around the state. News release says the Supriya Gentle Foundation for Louisiana's Children and Todd Graves, owner of Raising Cane's, are donating 8,500 copies of the book Corduroy. Gentle says in a news release that the goal is to encourage all children to read a little every day. She says reading is the foundation of critical thinking and enriches the imagination. Every kindergarten student in 103 schools around Louisiana will get a copy of the book. Corduroy is about a teddy bear who searches a department store at night after a little girl's mother refuses to buy him because a button is missing from his overalls. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies and mild conditions across the area during the day today, with a high in the low 70s. Mostly clear skies this evening as a cold front truly arrives in the area, the low tonight dropping into the mid-30s.